Welcome, everybody. Shir number 824, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so interesting question comes up. We've spoken about in the past in reference to schnitzel or fried fish and these type of things. And we said basically the bottom line is if it's a thin coating, it's machlekes. But there are many major poskim, Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha amongst them, Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the major poskim of Klal Yisrael Taka Paskin, that if it's a thin coating, it's a thin coating on a schnitzel, fried fish, these type of things. So lemaisa, it would be a shahakol. It's bottled to the fish. The main thing is the fish, a thin coating. If it's a thick coating, okay, so then it depends what a person put it there for. That's the bottom line. You know, if you put it, obviously, like we said, you're putting it there for various different mechanical reasons, for it shouldn't get stuck to the pan or some other, keeping it together, sturdiness, these various different type of things. So then we say it's still a shahakol. But if it's put there for taste and sustenance, and you want to have the, you know, that's what it's there for, it's fulfillment and so on. So then we make a zonos on these various different type of foods, like we said, schnitzel, fried fish. It's all the same category. The point is over here that we're using, one is using flour, flour of the five grains, whether it's spelt, wheat, barley, oats, or rye, in a flour type form, in reference to covering the meat or covering the fish and these type of things. Okay. But the question is, interesting thing, brings down the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, and he says basically the same things as the Sefer Yisrael Lachas in our Simen Reish Ches. There are many poskim who would say that it's still a shahakal on a thin, coating and so on, but the question is, let's say somebody wants to eat it by itself. There's some people, they like the outer coating. You know, sometimes it tastes good, you know, fried, whatever. It might not be so healthy, but people like, sometimes I have a schnitzel or I have a fried fish, and I like the way the outside coating was made. It's made from regular flour, and I'd like to eat it. I want to eat some of it, you know, separately. In other words, the point is separately, not with the fish. I like the way it tastes separately. It's very crunchy and these type of things. So what do I do then? Let's say in a case in time that it was taka put there, either a thin coating or possibly even for the mechanics or whatever the case might be. So just to read how he brings it down, the Sefer Yisrael Lachas, and again in our Simen Reish Ches, I'm trying to go in somewhat of an order in Simen Reish Ches, and we're going to try and do that Bezras Hashem B'li Neder through various different simanim in Hilchas Brachas, just like we do in Hilchas Shabbos to an extent. It just makes it a little bit easier, and we know where to find different things, and you know, we go in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. It's just set up, obviously, the proper way, you know, as opposed to jumping all around and so on. Okay, so he brings out now a Simen Reish Ches, Sefer, and the Sefer Oitzer Alachis, and that's Ois Ches. He says like this, in reference to outer covering, schnitzel, fish, fried fish, these type of things, when you have the outer covering, it's the breadcrumbs, the regular standard, as we know, breadcrumbs, right, from the five flour, from the five different grains, the flour. Well, the reason why I'm saying the five grains, because I want to get to, we'll talk a minute about, what about if it's cornflakes, right, cornflakes, crumbs, what about those type of things? That's different, that's a different... that's not the five grains. Okay, so, but it's the five grains. In Basav Adagim, Shem Tagnim, he says, Oysim Shemen, it's with oil. V'koydim l'chein, noisnim alo, pirure lechem dak. You put like breadcrumbs and these type of things. Kemach matzo, matzah meal, or whatever the case is, das harbe poiskim zmanenu levarchalov shahakol. That the many poiskim are going to tell you that it's takar, the bracha remains a shahakol. So he brings on the bottom, again, we've discussed this in the past and from Rabadna Sefer, Halachas and Brachas, so I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but just he brings on some interesting ways that looking, especially on the thin coating, you know, he says, Lamaisa, that many people put it there just for the frying, and he says the raya is when you see when it's baked, you don't have the whole coating and so on and these type of things. So Lamaisa, he puts it, and he said, he asked the question on the bottom, he brings this from Shalosh Yeshivos Be'er Moshe, Chashev Avoid and others. So, but he brings Lamaisa, Shevet Alevi, Shalosh Yeshivos Shevet Alevi. He brings interesting questions. He says, what about the fact that you're tasting the, what about the fact that you're tasting, the outside, right? You taste the crust, even though it's a thin layer, but Lamaisa, you taste it. But the bottom line is when it's put there for, to keep the thing for the mechanics of the food, right? For the, to keep, either keep it together or prevent it from burning. Oh, these, again, the mechanics of the food as opposed to the taste or the sustenance. So then we say, even though you're going to taste it, we say the bracha is shakal because it's toffel. Even by ikav a toffel, you taste the other food, right? You taste the one that's the toffel, the one that's subordinate to the, ikar, right? You taste it, but if it goes with the halachas of ikar v'tafel, then you make the bracha only on the ikar and not the tafel, on the main food, and not the one that's subordinate to, that's secondary to that other food, even though you're going to taste it. So that's not really right. But he says, l'maisa, he brings various different reasons on the bottom. But the point I want to get to, so that's what he says. That's how we have poiskim, especially when it's a thinner layer on the outside. Since it's not really there for the people want to have the taste of the fish, right? People want to have the taste of the meat, and that's what we spoke about last time from Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, and Rav Scheinberg. That l'maisa, they want to have the taste of the fish, the fried fish, the taste of the meat. They're not really interested in the outside. The outside is there, put there for various different reasons, but not really for taste, or definitely not for sustenance. He brings down also raka kadei sofer, shouldn't burn, right, in the frying process and so on. The meat shouldn't burn, and the schnitzel shouldn't burn, or the fish shouldn't burn. But the point is what I want to say. He brings down an interesting thing, that vim koylev misoviv hapirurim, somebody lets it peels off. He brings this from the Shalat Shuvas Ber Moshe, that if somebody, good, I'm eating the schnitzel, like we said in the beginning of the share, I'm eating this fried fish, but I like the outside. It's taka, it's very crunchy and something that I'd like to eat separately. I don't want it together with my fish. Good, it was made together, however, whatever the reason was, for these various different reasons. It was put there so it shouldn't burn, right? The mechanics of the food, keeping it together, or whatever the case is. Or the meat shouldn't dry out, or the fish shouldn't dry out. So again, these are all mechanics of the food. That's why we make a shahakal, especially on a thin layer. But he brings down, again, from the very moisture, somebody peels it off. It's nice and crunchy. I would like to eat it by itself. The outside layer, I want to pull it off. It tastes good. So then, but I don't want the fish with it. I'll eat the fish after. I don't know, whatever. But first I want to eat this crunchy part. It's very good. So one has to be careful. They have to make takamazonos on that outer layer separately, because you can't really make it together. That's the problem. You can't really make it together. You have to make it separately, because together it's l'chayu would have a din of the of a shahakal on the fish, like we said, especially on a thin layer. Vim koylev, he says again from the Ber Moshe, shalzuv Ber Moshe, vim koylev misaviv hapirurim. Which is this, the outside from the flour, breadcrumbs, or whatever, v'ochle b'fnei atzma, and you're going to eat it by itself, v'ochle lo barim minim zaynus, and you have to make a barim minim zaynus. And he says, "Valabasar and on the meat, or yidogim, or the fish, b'fneiyas meshahakol." So you have to make two separate brachas. Okay, so it's just an important thing to keep in mind. That comes up many times. I know even by myself. You know, eating a piece of nice fried fish, and even though the outside layer is very thin, or schnitzel or whatever, the outside layer might be very thin. Where major poiskim, like we said, do tell you if you're eating it together, the mice were going to make a shahakal on it. If it's thick and it's there again for sustenance and for a sustenance taste or whatever, the outside layer. So then we said, yeah, you make a mazonos. But unless the outside, even though it's thick, it's put there for the mechanics of the food. But a case in time, even when it's thin, that's what he says, and it's put there. And it's put there, so about when it's thick, for sure you're going to do this. But even when it's thin and it's only put there for the outside, not to burn, mechanics of the food, but you're going to peel it off and start eating it by itself, because I like it like that, so then you're eating just the crust outside. That's pure matzah meal, or that's pure flour that's made into a food, which we have to make a mazonos, right? You don't wash on that, but you're going to make a mazonos on that. And then you're going to take some of the fish or the meat separately, and you make a shahakal. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. And the same thing would apply by fish. He brings it down also by string beans. Sometimes people have bread coating on string beans, or whatever the type of food. It doesn't really matter. Fish, chicken, schnitzel, bread, string beans. Whenever the outside coating, you're pulling it off separately and you want to eat it separately, even if some of it you might eat together, but I like it separately, pull it off separately, so then you have to make two separate brachas. So I want us to be careful with that. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and bracha kol tov.